for the Boston Bruins. So that and much more coming up next here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Sugar Right Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO, in Medford, Tusfee Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making the show part of your Monday afternoon. It's the Monday before Thanksgiving. Holla at you, boy. I know a lot of you are either on vacation this week, getting ready to head to whatever destination you're heading to for the Thanksgiving holidays coming up this Thursday. Or even if you're sticking around locally and you simply just want to soak in what is the start of a holiday season, hey, more power to you. More power to you. Thank you for tuning into the program this afternoon as we are here with you only an hour today from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We got a lot to get into, and we're going to get right into it right away. The phone lines are open, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. As, of course, there's no other way to talk about yesterday's win over the New York Jets for the New England Patriots without talking about the fact that this was literally a buzzer beater, a walk-off, what other coin phrase you want to use to describe a last-second win for the New England Patriots, where it all seemed like it was all lost and a mind-numbing loss that it was going to be, except that it wasn't. It's amazing how in life, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, oftentimes, your reputation supersedes your own reality. Your reputation supersedes your own reality, and that is the New York Jets. The reality is that the Jets have lost now, you could say, 3 games this year that they should have won. You can make an argument that the New York Jets are better than 6-4. That's what they currently are right now. But here is the reputation part. The New York Jets have been tortured since Super Bowl III in finding ways to lose when they otherwise should have won the game. That has been the New York Jets. And even in important games like yesterday, yes, it was regular season. But here's the thing. It was late in the season coming off a bye. Coming off a bye, and you had 2 weeks to prepare. You even talked about this in their win prior going into the bye. I'm talking about in terms of the New York Jets. The talk in New York was, well, we have 2 weeks to prepare. We should be fine. We will prepare for them better than we did than when we've played the New England Patriots at home at MetLife a couple of weeks back. Except that the New England Patriots, on the other hand, I don't know what they did. I don't know if they said that to hell with the bye, we're going to go down to Martha's Vineyard and do a kumbaya at Bill Belichick's campground, or they decided that they were going to hunker somewhere in the bunks of Gillette Stadium, figure out what the hell is wrong with the New England Patriots offense, and come up with a game plan to put a better showing on the field on Sunday. Either or, it sure as hell didn't work. It didn't work. Although the Patriots won on an 84-yard punt return for a touchdown by Marcus Jones. Woo, great, excellent. I sure as hell still don't feel good about this team. I don't feel good about the win. And the funny thing about it is that there are plenty of those that will say, but why do you have to be so negative? No, I'm not negative. Those that haven't listened to my show for the longest know that I've been someone who is pretty brutally honest, but now I am simply in a no-given zone. I'm not going to say what I really want to say because radio, obviously, but you get the idea. I don't give a horse's behind. Yeah, it was a win. But if you're a Patriots fan listening to the show, how can you honestly in your right mind, or should I say in your non-pubescent adolescent mind, think that this was a win that was going to uplift the spirits of those that have serious question marks about the team? I, for one, look at the Patriots and I say, 6-4, but they're going to get their mouths punched in at some point. 6-4, but a fraudulent 6-4. 6-4, yeah. In other cases, would I be impressed? Maybe. But in the context of the New England Patriots, I'm not impressed. I'm genuinely not impressed. We could sit here and talk about what the Patriots did, didn't do. We could talk about the Jets, what they did or didn't do. But I'm going to completely just amp it up a whole other level here. If you were one that was looking for a crap sandwich of football yesterday, congratulations. You got your Christmas gift early, a month early at that. If you were looking for uninspiring football, football that means you want to punch the air or maybe like lick the edge of an envelope and cut your tongue like that commercial like from DirecTV, congratulations. Yesterday was the day for you to do that. If you were a fan that was watching yesterday's Jets-Patriots game and you walked away from that game feeling, what the F was this? Congratulations, you weren't alone on that. I was one of those. Yes, I tweeted a video as in saying, oh my God, this team from despair to miracles just won this game yesterday. But about 5 minutes later, I was like, ew. Ew. This Dwayne is just so gross on so many levels. On so many levels in which that I look at the Patriots right now and I say, man, if you told me that the Patriots wish list for Christmas was longer than your own wish list for Christmas, I would have told you congratulations. Santa can't even help the New England Patriots as far as giving them what they truly need for Christmas. That's where we're at. We need offensive linemen. Santa can't even help you. Not even his reindeers can deliver healthy offensive linemen from the skies onto the turf of Gillette Stadium. Not happening. Oh, we need a quarterback who's competent. Congratulations. This is what you have now. A quarterback that is so goddamn sorry and so damn incompetent that he, at times yesterday, was afraid to throw the ball down the field. I ended up thinking to myself, like, what happened to Mac Jones? Can someone deliver me, unwrapped, unbowed, the real Mac Jones? Because what I saw yesterday, I refuse to believe that the Patriots are stuck with this version of Mac Jones. But yes, that's what it looks like after 10 games and 11 weeks of football. This is the Mac Jones that we have. Congratulations. Congratulations, Patriots fans. I hope you feel as good about yesterday's win as you feel about Thanksgiving leftover 5 days after the fact. Because at that point, it gets old. It gets uninspiring. You're like, okay, what's next? We need something new here. And in the spirit of Thanksgiving, you know when you first cook Thanksgiving dinner, obviously the night of is when it tastes the most delicious. You taste all the seasoning. That's if you cook with seasoning. And I know folks out there who don't cook with seasoning and those who cook the stuff in, all the side dishes. It tastes wonderful the first night. But 5 days later, it tastes like, ugh, okay, I'm over this now. That's how I feel when it comes to the New England Patriots. 10 weeks of uninspiring football from the offense. Let me specifically talk about the play calling specifically. 10 weeks of uninspiring play calling from Matt Patricia has me feeling like, why did you decide to turn Mac Jones from a rookie quarterback who was an all-pro, a pro bowler at that, into a quarterback? If you were to pair him up with Chad Pennington would beat him out for the quarterback job. That's exactly how I feel right now. So, if you got any thoughts or annoyances or grievances you want to air out with me, go ahead. Phone lines are open at 855-915-9636. I'm not trying to pull at Adam Jones by any stretch of the imagination. If anything else, I'm here to sit here and tell you today that I don't have a reason to feel good about this team. Tell me why. I want you out there, the listener, to tell me, why should I feel good about the Patriots as I get ready to go into the Thanksgiving night matchup against the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota? Why should I feel good? Why should I feel confident? Why should I feel, optimistic about the offense that has shown me absolutely nothing the last few weeks? Please show me, because I don't see it right now. I don't. I'm going to go back to Mac Jones for just a quick moment. Because I got a lot more to unload. A lot more. I'm just getting warmed up. Mac Jones right now, I look at him and people will say, well, he had quite a game yesterday. Look at his numbers. Did you not watch the game? Well, not only did I watch the game, I was down at Gillette yesterday. And to be frank with you, yes, he was 23 of 27 for 246 yards. He had a quarterback rating of 104.6. But it was the worst quarterback rating of 104.6 I have seen in my lifetime from any NFL quarterback. If you watched the game or you were fortunate to have been there yesterday, you wouldn't have thought that he had a quarterback rating of 104.6. That's how atrocious he was. Like the 23 of 27, don't be fooled. He didn't turn over the football. Congratulations. He did exactly what an NFL quarterback shouldn't be doing, turning over the football. But let's be frank. Let's be frank about this team right now, about Mac Jones. This is a lost cause. What you saw yesterday and what you saw against the Colts and what you saw for the previous 3 weeks before that is what you're going to get from Mac Jones for the remainder of the season. I mean, I hate to be that guy, but I'm going to be brutally honest with you. I'm going to tell you that ultimately at the end of the day, you can blame one person only for that. That's Mac Jones. You can also blame Matt Patricia. Sure. That's the easy way out. You can go ahead and blame the offensive line that is more ruined than Pompey. You can go ahead and do that. But what good is that really going to do you? None. Zero. Because at the end of the day, in the NFL, it's about what do you do as a quarterback? How do you perform? And frankly, Mac Jones wasn't the reason why the Patriots won yesterday. Not even by a long shot. If anything, the defense and the special teams bailed him out. That is the truth of the matter. You hear that music, and coming up next, man, what did we see with the Jets yesterday? Because as much as we're going to sit here and talk about the Patriots, we got to give the opposition a little bit of due time as well. So that and much more coming up next here on the Shukri Wright Show. Back at you live, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusby Farm Radio.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Talk.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Your number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Is the number to call into the show. As I'm here with you live until 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific, just want to say thank you to all those who have taken the time to tune in to the program. As we do have an update, World Cup, yes, World Cup soccer in November, and the United States men's national team just settled for a 1-1 tie against Wales. Brutal. It was not all bad news. I want to get back to the Patriots Jets game in just a little bit, but I just want to offer my quick thoughts on the game that just concluded. I had a chance to watch a good chunk of the game before I went on the air this afternoon, and you could tell, like, basically in that first half, that not only that the United States came out like firing, but they came out with a significant amount of pizzazz that they have. You can tell they've been waiting for a long time to get back to the World Cup, something that they missed dearly. Oh, so dearly. Remember, they missed the 2018 World Cup. They didn't even qualify for the World Cup. Talk about a national embarrassment then. But now, they're back. They're back. So they had their matchup against Wales, and they were leading 1-0 on a gorgeous goal by Tim Weah, who fires the ball into the net and makes it a 1-0 lead for the United States. But unfortunately, and I do mean unfortunately, Gareth Bale instigated a louder explosion. They had to settle for the 1-1 tie. And that is exactly how this tournament starts for the United States men's national team that has World Cup championships aspirations. And right now, let's be honest, they are still the favorites to advance out of Group B. But I will admit that this game left me wanting more, as they failed to play a complete 90-plus minute effort in which that they dominated. They were the better team for 45 minutes. It wasn't even close. At one point, I felt like that Wales, they were absolutely outmatched on the attack, defending, you name it. Like, they were just completely outmatched. But here's the problem. The Welsh, they came back. They came back firing in that second half. They came back in which that the Welsh put the Americans basically on their back foot, pedaling backwards, trying to survive a Welsh storm. But here's the thing. Walker Zimmerman, fouled Gareth Bale in the penalty area. And that was the moment that we basically were just like, uh-oh. All of that build-up pressure that the Welsh were applying against the Americans, this was either going to make it or break it for them in this game. And sure did Gareth Bale ever convert. Did he ever? I mean, my gosh. And as a result, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning into the show, maybe if you're watching the World Cup, United States and Wales, they settle for a 1-1 tie. That is the latest from Qatar, in which that they are hosting the 2022 World Cup that is now officially underway. So, if you want to share some World Cup thoughts real quick, sure, go ahead. By all means, call into the program, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636, in which that they get a point. It's fine. But it's a disappointing tie, so to speak. It is. But now, meanwhile, we're going to switch back to American football, NFL, Jets, Patriots. I spent a lot of the first segment of the program talking about the Patriots. And even after their win, I don't feel good about this team. My confidence in this team is very low, especially based on what I continue to see from Mac Jones. David Andrews goes down with an injury. He didn't even come back into the game. I don't feel good about this team. But now, I'm going to give the opposition some due time. The New York Jets. I talked about this in the first segment in which that the New York Jets are the organization, they are the franchise, they are the team that despite its reputation in 2022, the New York Jets cannot shed off the loser mentality in big games. And yesterday it showed up again in the worst way. And I'm not talking about just solely in terms of the on field. I mean, goodness grief. Zach Wilson, doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. I mean, my gosh. I mean, listen, if you were to tell me that your leader could be so absolutely unequivocally so distant from the reality in which that he was atrocious yesterday, I got a whole land and a donkey to sell you. Because it was just atrocious. This is what he sounded like yesterday. This is courtesy of SNY in New York. This is what Zach Wilson sounded like in the postgame after the Jets' brutal loss to the New England Patriots yesterday. Here it is.
They're doing, I just think all around, we're executing, weren't able to move the chains. They're doing a good job making it hard on us to get easy ones in the pass game. Couldn't establish the run game very well, and then obviously I had some, I want back. Got to find a way in these conditions. Oh, right. I mean, we called a play for a guy in the boundary. They gave us a coverage where I couldn't work it. So I just – the play that we called was – I was trying to get the ball to Conk. Pretty much they double-teamed him. I can like look at it that way. So I just tried to go across the board and just tried to find an outlet to somebody to make a play there. Yeah, it's super frustrating. It was a frustrating day, of course. I felt like I had some balls that got away from me. But we got to find a way as an offense. We got to do some – we got to do some digging, watch the film, and see what we can do better. I think you got to put into account it's windy as hell out there too, guys. there's times where you can't just completely try and take these shots down the field. I mean, you can see how much it's moving out there. So, we were trying to establish the run game.
It's windy as hell out there. I'm sorry. Do you want your NFL quarterback making excuses as to why you can't win a game? A game that at times it looked like the Jets could have taken control of the game, but they didn't. Like, if you're a Jets fan listening to this show, that's got to piss you off that your face of the franchise is out here saying, oh, it was windy as hell.
Shots down the field. I mean, you can see how much it's moving out there. So, we were trying to establish the run game, same with what the Patriots were trying to do as well. They're not out there chucking, 30, 40-yard throws down the field either. But we got to find a way. I got to find a way to make the easy ones on the sideline and try and let my guys get on the outside and run. But really it just comes down to execution.
CBS cameras caught Garrett.
You can't just completely try and take these shots down the field. I mean, you can see how much it's moving out there. So again, watch the film and see what we can do better. I think you got to put into account it's windy as hell out there too.
That's embarrassing as hell. I had to go back. I've rewinded a couple of times to make sure that I want all of you to be out there and listen to that very particular statement. It's windy as hell out there. Loser teams and loser individuals make statements that basically plant seeds of lack of accountability. That in itself should worry you if you're a Jets fan. It should worry you. It's windy as hell. I'm sorry. I mean, where do you play your home games at? MetLife? I mean, you better thank God that you didn't play your home games at Old Giant Stadium where it was notoriously windy at this time of year. notoriously, and you had to have a strong arm in order to win ball games in that stadium. But yet, Zach Wilson is basically whining and complaining about, well, it's windy as hell out there. That's just not what you want to hear from your franchise quarterback. Not even remotely close. You want to hear accountability. But there's no reason to think that what he said didn't rub his teammates the wrong way. Because I got news for you. It sure as hell did. It rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. Hell, it rubs me the wrong way. And I'm not even a Jets fan. Why does it rub me the wrong way? Because I don't want to hear the man that's supposed to be the leader of my franchise talking about it's windy as hell, so we're not chucking the ball down the field 40 yards. That's not the point. That's not the point. We know what the elements were. We watched the game. There are people that were at the game. You can't even own up to the fact that you effed up. That's basically the problem. Lack of accountability in New York will get you eaten alive. And I'm a native New Yorker, and I know how it works in that city. As much as I sit here and rip Mac Jones and the Patriots offense locally, because here in Boston and New England, we know what the real deal is. In New York, I mean, holy smokes, what more can you possibly ask for a guy that simply doesn't get it? Don't stand at the podium and make excuses as to why you couldn't win. Well, it's windy as hell, obviously. Like, no. No crap, Sherlock. We know that it's windy. We know that you had opportunities to make the simple throws that you couldn't even make. It's got nothing to do with the wind. It's got nothing to do with the ability to be able to complete a 10-yard pass. You cannot complete a pass to a wide-open Berrios to your left side. That's how atrocious you were yesterday. Ain't got nothing to do with the wind. You can't even complete the most simplistic throws. You can even establish the run game. Credit to the Patriots defense. But when you had to throw, you couldn't even make the plays that you needed to make. And you have the audacity to stand in front of the media and make excuses? Come on. Because I'm willing to bet that the New York media sure as hell tore him to pieces alive today. You are a starting quarterback. You are supposed to be the face of an organization that is trying to get back into some sort of function and leave the days of dysfunction. But this sounds like a quarterback that is dysfunctional and his inability to get out of his own way. That's basically what it is. And what makes me mad and what ticks me off as a broadcaster hearing that is the fact that you can't even take into account that your teammates like Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson are out there battling their tails off. Yet, you can't even stand in front of the podium and say, well, obviously, it's windy as hell. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. When you have a history of losing, you do things like not take accountability. You do things like point fingers. Poor leaders do that. Zach Wilson is a poor leader, and that just showed me an awful lot yesterday. Leaders who are mature, who are grown-ups, acknowledge that things weren't perfect, but you know what? We're going to make the most out of what we have. And that's something that Zach Wilson failed at miserably yesterday. You think that conditions were perfect for Mac Jones? Oh, hell no. I was at Gillette yesterday. I'd made videos showing how windy it was pregame. And even during the game, it was no better. Nick Folk missed a couple of field goals that he actually would normally make under non-windy and perfect conditions. But did you find him Making excuses? No. And he's not even a quarterback. But yet your quarterback in which that wins or losses basically define you as a quarterback in this league. You can even stand there as a man, as a leader of men in the locker room, and say, you know what, that's on me. I had a crap sandwich of a game. Horrible. But this is what the New York Jets are stuck with. Congratulations. This is their problem. On the other side of this break, coming up next, why we are about to see a lot more than what we have in the previous 20 games. I want to tell you exactly who and what I'm talking about. That and much more coming up next on this final segment of the show. You're listening to the Sugar Ray Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Welcome back to the Sugar Ray Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio. streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app, globally on WMFO.org. Number to call out is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in as we are getting ready to enter officially Monday night. As I look outside the window here in the Medford studios of WMFO, sunset is well underway and it is gorgeous. I mean, it's cold, sure, but it is gorgeous to look at. And also, I actually want to take a moment to pause the sports talk for a moment and touch on something that just happened late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, in which that I'm sure many of you have heard about the horrific bus accident that took place in Waltham, where in which that it impacted the Brandeis University student body. There was a student that was killed, Vanessa Marks, and 26 other students were also injured as well in that shuttle bus crash in Waltham. I just wanted to pause to just talking about sports and just, you know, just reflect upon on like how fragile life is. And when you hear stories like this, it hits home in a way. It hits home for many people and people that are that were impacted by this. So many of you know that I also used to host a show with WBRS not long ago. That was a radio station with Brandeis University. There are more ways than one it hit home because not because I knew them or I'm not sitting here saying that I knew the students that were involved, no. But because I've seen firsthand how awesome and how close knit that the student body at that college is in Waltham. So I simply just want to say my thoughts and prayers are with the family of Vanessa Marks, to all of the victims who are injured and that are fighting for their lives to make a full recovery. And like, I simply wish everyone healing and good vibes, and as well as, the ability to come back stronger than ever from this tragedy. It was very tough hearing about this early Sunday morning as I was making my way down to Foxborough when I saw the news. And even today, I'm still thinking about it. Still have, you know, my thoughts are 100% with the student body of Brandeis University, the friends and families of everyone that was impacted, especially the family of Vanessa Marks who was killed, unfortunately. So I simply want to send out my condolences to all, into specifically her family and her friends. It's such an awful tragedy. Be right before the holidays or any given point in time, but it's just an awful tragedy. So if you want to call into the program, talk sports, to talk about the Patriots, talk about the Jets' ineptitude, World Cup, call into the program, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. As we got about 15 minutes remaining, we're going to spend a few minutes talking about the Bruins. I want to try to mix in some Celtics as well. But the Bruins, since it's been a while since I've been like in the studio, I want to touch on something that I think is truly amazing. We're about to really get a true glimpse of where this team is and how good this team truly is. And I've, you know, talked about this on social media, on Twitter. If you've not followed me on Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter at ShukriWrites, at ShukriWrights. Same handle, you can follow me on Tinder as well, at ShukriWrites. At ShukriWrights. That's how you can follow me on social media. I talked about how this team and the start that it's gotten off to through the team's first 18 games, it's been stunning. It's been absolutely nothing short of shocking, incredible. When you begin to put together just how this team has gotten off to such an incredible and historic start to start the season, it's a lot of different variables. A lot of different things come into play. But I will tell you much. I'll tell you this much, though. I will tell you that I do think that if you're a Bruins fan, that these next 8 games are going to be fascinating to watch in every sense. And you, when you talk about the Bruins and the start that they've gotten off to, there's very little reason to think that this Bruins team, in which that they have been an absolute wagon, are going to be able to continue. There's no reason to think that they can't continue this hot streak they've been on. They go into Tampa Bay, got a 7 o'clock puck drop against the Lightning, in which that this is the first game of 8 games in which that it is going to be an absolute gauntlet. They got the Lightning tonight. They got the Florida Panthers on Wednesday night. And then they got the Hurricanes home on Friday, Black Friday, that is. And then they welcome the Lightning to the Garden on Tuesday. That's next Tuesday. And then they got the Colorado Avalanche coming to Boston December 3rd. That's next Saturday night. And they also have the Vegas Golden Knights coming to Boston to play the Bruins. And they travel out to Colorado on December 7th and as well the Arizona Coyotes. But the 8-game stretch ends against the Colorado Avalanche, the defending Stanley Cup champions. So I say all this to say we're about to find out just truly how good that this team is. And I think this team is an absolute wagon. They have been the best team offensively, defensively, goaltending, you name it. This team has had it all this year so far. But the reason why I think that this Bruins team is about to be tested in more ways than one is because when you've been as hot as the Bruins have been, this is a team that is about to get tested. And this team knows that this hot streak is not going to last forever. Especially during the course of 82 games, you're going to hit lulls. You're going to struggle. You're going to, you know, hit a wall, so to speak. But I think that these 8 games are a massive test because there are people that are saying that, well, the Bruins are just incredible. Well, then you have haters that will say that the Bruins, they really haven't played anybody. Excuse me? They have. But where I'm at is that the Bruins, as they're going up against these quality opponents, they are about to find out in very short order how truly good this team is. The goaltending, the scoring depth, defending. And I'm excited to see how this Boston Bruins team handles these next 8 games. Because they have games at home in which that it's going to be must-see hockey. The game against the Golden Knights, December 5th, that's going to be must-see because that's going to be the first game that former head coach Bruce Cassidy returns back to the Garden for the first time since he was let go over the summer. And then the Bruins, they also have the home game against the Avalanche on December 3rd as well. They got the home game against the Lightning on November 29th. And they got a home game against the Carolina Hurricanes on Black Friday. So that's a pretty healthy stretch of games in which that I look at this team and I say, if you could somehow win 6 out of 8, I'm not expecting you to win all of it. Let's say 6 out of 8 is reasonable. I think this team is truly, truly special and has an opportunity to show the rest of the league the start that they've gotten off to. Not an accident. Absolutely not an accident. The start that this team has gotten off to, absolutely worthy of having legitimate conversations about. Is this team a Stanley Cup contending team? Absolutely. They have shown that thus far. They have shown that in the way that they play. They've shown that in which that the home start, the way that they have gotten off to such a historic start at home, 11-0 at home, 5-2 away, but 11-0 at home. They've made home ice their absolute dominant domain, and that's something you haven't seen with the Bruins in quite a long time, where they made TD Garden a very difficult place to play. I mean, no one has been able to go into TD Garden and beat the Bruins at home yet. But tonight, it's a huge game. It's a huge game for the simple fact that they're going up against the Lightning, a team that they have had problems with being like basically the last 3-4 years. It's a start, especially if you can go up against the Lightning team in which that they have not been at their best for a little while now. And also, pretty much show the rest of the league that this 2022-23 team is absolutely different. It's different. This isn't a fluke. This isn't a fraudulent team. This is a team that I do believe that they can do some serious damage, especially come the Stanley Cup playoffs and once we get through the regular season. But we shall see. Coming up next, final thoughts. I want to take a quick music break here. Final thoughts coming up next here on the Sugar Ride Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio.
Yo, listen up. Here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue like him. Inside and outside, blew his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, 'cause he ain't got nobody to listen. I'm blue, I've been need, I've been dying.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss, Free Form Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app, globally on WMFO.org. Number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. As I'm about to wrap up the show in just a few moments, but just want to give you my final thoughts of the program, in which that Thanksgiving is in 3 days. And if you have an opportunity to spend time with the people that you love, you have the opportunity to connect with the people that you love, and all, do it. Time is absolutely flying by. And it's amazing to think that we are now approaching the end of 2022. We're about to go into 2023. We're getting older. We're not getting younger. And the truth is, time waits for nobody. And if you're given an opportunity to do something that you love, do it. What are you waiting for? Don't wait for nothing and don't wait for nobody. Be bullish. You want to go spend time with the people that you love? Do it. Because the reality is, none of us know how much time we have. And this Thanksgiving, I have a lot to be thankful for. I'm thankful for the broadcasting career that has, in more ways than one, taken off. I'm thankful for the social media platform that I have now that has exploded, especially here in 2022. And I'm thankful for the people in my life who have helped keep me grounded in more ways than one. And I'm also grateful for the fact that I am in a very different place now than where I was a year ago. So personally, I have a lot to be grateful for, not just on Thursday, but every day. But especially considering everything that I've gone through and have had to overcome in the past year. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. It's been a blast being back on the air with you. I'm going to talk to you later. Peace out. Enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday. Be safe and take care. Peace.
Hey, there's my son. You've been in your room all morning.
Hey, Dad.
Matt, what's wrong with your voice?
There is nothing wrong with my voice.
Oh, well, it's just sort of.
I have been playing my video games and electronic games for so many hours.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like it might be time for you to take a break, or...
Hello, Dad.
Susan?
I have been watching TV and text messaging all morning. Yay, electronics. Yay.
Guys, I think it's about time to get in the car and take a little trip. Maybe see some trees, some green things.
What are these green things you speak of?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing